Another look at the war on terror story and a development you might have missed has the U.S. put terrorists on the defensive in Pakistan enough to scale down those controversial drone strikes.
I think the president has a very real timeline, and we hope it's going to be very, very soon.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry in an interview last week on Pakistani television that the U.S. could end drone strikes in the country. Is Kerry telling the positive story in the war on terror as U.S. embassies close down around the world? Or is he trying to play domestic Pakistani politics and help elected civilian leader Nawaz Sharif? Christine Fair joins us now, professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University. Welcome back, Christine.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So is this a surprise what Kerry is doing here? Does it reflect the security situation, or is he trying to create a new relationship with the Pakistani leadership?
Well, I'm not really sure that either of those are what's going on here. For quite some time, I think the guy that's written the best work on this is Mark Mazzetti. You know, for some time, we haven't really been killing our terrorists. You know, in other words, organizations that mostly threaten us and our troops and our soldiers in Afghanistan. We've mostly been killing, well, Pakistani Taliban. And these are individuals who are primarily a threat to Pakistan. And so there's really a bunch of kabuki theater going on here. On the one hand, clearly the Pakistanis have to be providing some degree of support to these drone strikes, if for no other reason than they have to deconflict the airspace. What is our motivation for killing Pakistani terrorists? Now, that's a more, you know, complicated calculus. So I think what's actually going on here is that there's a layering effect of Pakistani command and control. It is in our long-term interest that Nawaz Sharif has a reasonably stable government. But the fact is he doesn't have any control over the levers of policy that we care most about.
Both countries benefit equally, at least that's how it's evolved, to the U.S. drone program?
Well, the problem is that when this program was conceived, again, Mark has done just the best work on this, it was a criteria or a condition that it would always remain absolutely clandestine, which meant that any involvement in the Pakistanis would never come to light. Now, obviously, you know, it has come to light. But we still don't know, for example, whether or not drone flights are still operating from within Pakistani territory. Are they all coming in from Afghanistan? There's like really fundamental things that neither Pakistanis nor Americans know. And that's quite frankly by design. So there would always be this plausible deniability. So the irony is, if you look at the data on fatalities, and there's actually some statistical data that back this up, as the drone strikes increase in frequency, the fatalities of Pakistani terrorism actually declined. And it's actually a pretty dramatic decline. As the drones picked up their activity in 2009, you can just see the violence. Now, Pakistan's still very, very violent. I'm not saying it's a, you know, it's a paradise for crying out loud. But the decline in violence is real. The problem is, because Pakistanis have been fed a very clear stream of propaganda, which is also, oddly enough, supported by the IFI and the Pakistan Army, they don't realize that they have benefited from the drone program. Now, this is by design, because what the ISI and the Army wants to ensure is that every nth drone strike is at a price that they can calibrate. Right. The last thing the Pakistanis want the Americans to do is walk off, put them on a list of states that sponsor terrorism. So they're using the drone program and the degree to which they can generate anti-Americanism because of it to extract as much benefit from the relationship as possible. Americans, on the other hand, have no idea that we are using these drones to kill individuals who are not really affiliated to al-Qaeda or the Taliban, except in the loosest of sense, which technically is a violation of the authorization that allows these drone strikes to take place in the first place. So there's a lot of misinformation that's going on within both of our populations. And the irony is, because of this misinformation, there's opposition to a program whereby if there had been more transparency, there would probably be more support for the program.
Interesting. Christine Fair, professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University, on comments by John Kerry, Secretary of State in Pakistan, about the possible future of the U.S. drone program. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.